for Ace Gutters. Australian made, built to last. Order now, acegutters.com.au.
Telstra Frankston. Everything you need for your home and business in one location. Bayside Shopping Centre, Frankston.
On SEN, Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Oh, it's been an absolute thrilling run to the wire in the Geelong Cup, which has just been runner won by Prince of Arran. Mickey Walker got every last inch and ounce out of his horse to hold off the fast finishing True Self. Hackey went out at a breakneck speed, established about a 6-length lead at one stage. Prince of Arran had to do all the hard work and bring the whole field up to the runaway leader, hit the front at the top of the straight. May have been sitting out there on his own for a bit longer than Michael Walker would have hoped for. True Self had a last crack at him. The Paddy Mullins trained horse. So he was desperately trying to get into the Melbourne Cup. But Prince of Arran, who ran so well over the 2 miles last year, gets into the Melbourne Cup this year by virtue of a very, very brave win. We're here thanks to Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last, and Telstra Frankston. Everything you need to get connected. Gilbert McAdam joins us in the studio. And it's time just to, that time that we'll just enjoy the next hour. Hello to you, Gil.
Good to be here, brother, and good to see you again. And my old brother boy, Bobby, good to see you, brother.
You too, Gilbert.
Beautiful. How lovely outside is it?
Gorgeous. Oh, wow. It was beautiful when we walked in here.
I was almost going to put the air cons on today.
Just take your shirt off, mate. Just walk. Were you one of those blokes? Would you walk around the streets with your shirt off? Are you one of those blokes?
No, shame. Why not? Shame. I used to feel shame. I'd wear a singlet, but not just...
Nah, take the kid off. You're going for a run around the tan. You're in pretty good nick. Take the shirt off. Let everyone see how good you are.
What about up in Darwin? Would you go whip the top off?
Nah, unless I'm going for... If I'm going for a swim or something, I'll take it off, but I don't go walking around in it. That's not my style.
What do you think about the blokes who... You go for a run every now and then. Like this, I guarantee you there'll be blokes running around the tan right now.
With no shirts on.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty happy with themselves.
Look, I remember we used to do the 5K time trials and that. You always had your players that... Always did it without the shirt on.
Go on, name names. Who were you two? Who were the two in your two teams who were always happy to get their top off?
I'm not even sure if Nathan Brown owned
a shirt.
Shirt.
Brownie.
Yeah, it was just topless. Walk out onto the track.
Right. Topless.
Just topless.
Who were they back in your day?
David Grant used to have the no shirt beautiful. A fair bit.
He was a beautiful man.
He had a pretty good body on him.
Beautiful looking man, David Grant.
Yeah.
Beautiful hair.
Even the old Sputter would... Put the old no shirt on as well.
Are you serious?
To that. Yeah.
Spud.
Yeah, he was.
Danny.
Jeez. He sort of fancied himself with the body. He wasn't quite Al McPherson, but we just call him 9, not 10.
Hey, we're gonna do a bit of stuff. Bob's very keen to get a bit of a the sort of sporting the encyclopedia of Gilbert McAdam, sport talent wise. Is that sort of what we're gonna do?
I wanted to.
We'll do it a bit later.
Because we were watching the basketball and then we had the baseball on and
your brother was a good cricketer.
The cricket's about to come up. So we were curious about...
Adam Scott's coming out to play in the Australian Open.
It's all happening. I'm always curious with athletes about what are if they tried their hand at other sports, whether they were pretty handy at some things and some not so much.
So if you want to talk...
Because Andy's a bit of a jack of all trades.
He's a master of none, Gil. not good at
good
anything.
Good bat, full forward footy.
He's a very knowledgeable man. He knows all the rules of all sports. And
a lot of goals.
He's up to date with all of what's going on.
Yeah, but he reckons he could play a bit too, Gil.
Full forward.
Undersized full forward.
Hey? Like Jack Anthony. Yeah.
Now, you know who I reminded...
Did you used to lead out and just go woof?
Oh, he was good at... I was a master of the hook turn.
Oh, yep. 360?
Master of it.
You grab it, turn it 360, left
foot,
bang,
No, lead. I was always set shot. I did nothing on the run. I reckon if I kick...
You're a legend, Andy.
Let's don't do that again. I reckon if I kick... Let's say I kick 3,500 goals in my career. I reckon 3,000...
Look at him.
3,450 were from the set shot. There weren't many on the run or snaps.
You remind me of a slight undersized Jack Anthony.
That's disrespectful to me. I'll tell you who I remind myself of.
It would have been the smallest forward. He would have been the smallest full forward in the history of the game.
I'll tell you who I played like. And this is true. You know, you played like Bob Murphy and you played like Gilbert McAdam, right? Yeah. But the rest of us who played suburban footy, a lot of us had in our own mind's eye somebody who we played like, who we reminded ourselves, we liked to think we played like.
This is good. Keep going. I've got something for this.
I've got one for you.
Who?
You played like that bloke from Channel 10 at the EJ Witten game this year. You know, the little short fellow. What's his name?
Steve Price.
Stevie Price.
That's not funny at all, Bill. You're generally funnier than that.
I'm sorry for chucking up one in.
Right. No, Ken Judge.
Ken Judge.
Ken Judge.
Can you remember Judgy as a player?
Gee, that's a big rap.
That's why I'm giving myself a big rap.
The only thing you got resemblances used to got no hair.
Oh, that's right.
He's feeling it today.
He's in form. I think the sun's brought out the best in him.
He's red hot today.
Long sleeve jump. Judgy wore a long sleeve jumper a lot. He always had the jumper tucked in. It was immaculate. He had the socks pulled up.
Clark, I wouldn't have been happy with you.
He was a beautiful technician. Lovely stylist.
What I would like to do, can we take some calls
like
on this?
Do I sound like a big enough wanker right now?
Clarky and I were talking about this the other week. So we had the AFLW draft yesterday, and we've got the AFLM draft coming up shortly.
Don't say that. You're going to upset him. You're just going to upset him.
What's the draft?
Just to be clear.
Is this a media draft?
This is the playground for the kids being drafted. It's all they're cross between Harry Taylor and Alex Rance. It's all about that's always the top brass. So, he reminds me a little bit of a Simon Black, yes. And it's like no one's it's never
he's
never
a bit like Anthony Franchina.
No kid has been he's actually a bit like Anthony Franchina. With the greatest respect.
Absolutely,
Anthony
played Franchina. A lot of footy. Good
so
footy.
I think we should take some call for people to ring up and say who were you like. So Andy's going with, he's Ken Judge.
Sounds like Kenny Judge.
Yep.
We said, well, do you want to call us in and tell us who you were.
You can go a hybrid.
I reckon if you just get the afro out, I'll call you Vin Cotoggia.
No, I had no moves like Cat. I couldn't. You'd be floating
on the ground.
No, I had no. I used to marvel at how you, I couldn't get around anyone. I had no lateral movement, couldn't balk, No blind turns.
I was on the train tracks
a bit.
I think you're Jack Anthony.
No. It's more, no.
You're a bit of a swing man. Go down back.
It was the 80s.
Things got a bit wild back in those days, Gilbert. You just sort of went with the flow a little bit back in those days.
When you were younger, when you were making your way into football, were you ever likened to anyone? This young McAdamy is a bit like... Yeah, can you remember anything like that?
Not really.
Just a true original.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really heard anyone say anything, but...
Who did you want to be?
I used to love Keith Gregg.
Yeah, you played a bit like...
27, he was my idol when I was a kid.
Is that right? Because, Gil, you played a bit like Keith Gregg.
That's where I learned how to dodge, and you know how he got the one hand with the ball? And I used to try and copy his little...
I've never thought about it before. Bob's just asked that question. I'm thinking, who did Gilbert remind me of that played before him?
You ever seen him fall over? Just always balanced. Poetry. And he was like he played like a brother. I reckon he's
long stride length.
Just so cool.
Covered the ground effortlessly.
Slow motion.
He just stopped there. He played like a brother. I reckon he...
No, you can't say much more, can you?
No, really? He did.
He played... He just had those explicit skills. Is that the word?
Exquisite. He might... Brassy used explicit language and Keith Gregg had exquisite skills.
I suppose you could do that if you was a dual Brownlow. You could probably argue a little bit.
Right, there's a few people who are calling in who want to take up your challenge here, Bob.
And they can be a hybrid. Yeah, so there's already a few people who've sort of gone, that's fair enough.
Somebody's calling, I don't want to make this about me because we want to talk, but somebody's saying Andy Minton Connell.
Andy Minton Connell.
There's a little bit of Simon Minton Connell.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. Long sleeve, forward on the lead.
A little bit of Minty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting the ball and he's about 75% of the time he'll pop it through.
Yeah. He was a clunker too, wasn't he?
Mate. That's why they call me Buckets.
Huge buckets. Scratches.
Massive scratches.
Did they call you Buckets?
Swinging wildly between self-deprecation and just straight out.
Just in control.
You're getting seasick with your changing.
It's because when Gilbert comes in here, I think it's just the three of us.
It's like people go, that's right.
People are listening. Adrian's in Roval and wants to take up your offer, Bob. Who did you remind yourself of as a player, Adrian?
I reckon I'm a combination of three at the moment, boys. I reckon it's Matthew Lloyd 2005. You put me in the back line, I'm absolutely lost. Shane Shane Mumford 2019. If you get out of arm's reach, I'm no chance of getting you.
That's good. And, yeah, go one more.
And I'll finish it off with Sean Grigg in 2017, purely because at 6'3", I've got no idea what I'm doing in the ruck against these kids who are all 6'5", 6'6", and 6'7" these days. It's a joke.
They're playing a very, very pivotal role for your footy team. And see, Geelong have poached Griggy.
They have.
They've stolen him from the Tigers.
He lives down that way, doesn't he?
Does he?
I think so.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, he might not.
Okay, right. Good. Good conversation. Chris is in Ashwood. Who did you remind yourself of, Chris?
G'day, boys. Late in the career, it became Lance Whitnall stretching out the jumper. Right. But then had days of Stewie Jew when I could turn it on in 2008.
Well, there you go. Who would ever forget him and the pivotal contribution.
Left foot cannon.
Oh, mate. He was a good player.
70 metres torpedo.
He was a good player.
I played on Lance one day. Yeah, I played on
Lance. You played on Whitnall?
Yeah, I played on Whitnall, yeah.
What was every key position player in your team injured? What are you doing playing on Whitnall?
I don't know. Just threw me down there on him. He was a handful. You know how they said, I had a great football brain, but he really did. Like the double leads and the hand movements and the eye contact with the bloke holding the ball.
Gilbert, I've said this before, and I get ridiculed every time I say it. Mm-hmm. His first 5 years at the level were as good as any player's first 5 years that I can just about remember.
Well, you've started strong in there.
I'm telling you, mate.
His first 5 years were just about...
17 to 22. He started 17 to 22. Whitnall's career trajectory was heading into stratospheric territory. And then
he was an amazing 17-year-old, wasn't he?
Oh, my God. It was the stuff he was doing. He was a phenomenal player. And then,
not as good as Chris Grant, but he was good at 17.
Well, I'm happy to put Whitnall alongside Grant 17 to 22, and let's see whose career you want to have between Grant and Whitnall.
Hello.
And I'll put Carey in there as well, 17 to 22. Go on.
Them three.
Just go and do it. If you're out there right now, go and put Carey, Grant, and Whitnall together, 17 to 22. Stop at 22, but just for what it's worth, just go and do it.
It'd be interesting to look at the stats and who's got the most goals.
Even a Twitter poll.
Goal assists and all that. That'd be interesting.
And that's the stuff you need to take into account with Lance Whitnall. That's why I'd rather talk footy with you than him. Because you have a deeper understanding of what's important, Gilbert. He's a goal marks goals man. That's a very baseline when it comes to this sort of stuff.
And he's just a Carlton man.
Oh, Chris Grant.
Yeah, that's true.
Pete's in North Baldwin. Hey, Pete, who did you remind yourself of?
Okay, boys. I had to make the decision between track and footy in high school, and I went down the athletics path, and 15 years later, to join the boys. The pace of Mark Begley, but without the skills, a bit of mongrel in Stevie Baker.
Right. That's an interesting combination.
It's a good combo.
I like the fact that Mark Begley gets a run around.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's the sort of stuff we should be. It's always this time of year, it's always the top brass.
Yeah.
Oh, he reminds us a bit of Michael Voss. Keith Gregg. Yeah, well, Gilbert sort of fell into that one.
Well, some people will be saying that Keith Gregg reminded them of Gilbert McAdam.
Oh, stop it. No, look, he was just a beautiful player to watch. Just, I don't think I ever seen him get tackled hardly. He was just...
Did you?
Always never rushed, always just...
Oh, yeah.
Just cool, under pressure.
Could get around people with a shimmy?
Well, he could just twist just a little bit.
Yeah.
But for others, it could be a bigger shift.
Because you revered him the way you did as a player, do you consciously remember trying to play like him? Would you try and bounce the ball the way Greggy, or would you try and move the way Keith Gregg moved?
I used to put the ball down on the ground at the start because that's what Keith Gregg used to do.
That's right, he did too.
But then it was just bounce it.
It's just whatever you did came your way
easier. But I used to try and be like him and touch the ball on the ground, so I got that from him.
Yeah.
It's more of a kid's thing, isn't it? Once you get up to the level, once you play senior footy,
find out who you are.
There's no time. But as a kid, everyone mimics, and you notice the little things, don't you?
Craig McKellar, slam boot. Just want to kick it like big Craig McKellar.
But you know what? That's a good point, what Bobby said, because I reckon when I was a young fella watching, I used to get bits and pieces of different players, and you try and mimic exactly what Bobby said in the game.
Yeah.
That's what I try and
do.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I reckon there'd be heaps of people out there who have done that, particularly in the early, in the formative stages of your understanding.
Growing up, in the playground, mucking around.
I want to wear the jumper the way, you know, if it's a long sleeve jumper with the collar up, I want to do
all
that.
All those things, the way
socks
set
down.
Set shot for goal.
Yeah. How many kids there'd be throwing the grass in the air because of Voidy, you know?
Yeah, all those, there's those little things. They're fun to do, but they eventually kind of find their way into people's games.
Gav's in Tasmania before we get before we move on to whatever comes next with Gil. Hi, Gav.
G'day, Andy. G'day, Bob. G'day, Gil.
G'day, Gav.
G'day, Gav.
I tell you what, Andy, if Hutchie's listening, you're a fair chance to catch Blighty in the self-congratulated the year after this.
A few people have said that off the old speckled text machine, but, you know, it's all fun and games, isn't it, until someone gets hurt. So I'll be crying in me porridge on Saturday morning.
The player I probably think, Andy, is the jumper got a little bit tighter, a bit similar to Stewie Jew.
Yeah, a couple of people are saying that about themselves, Gav.
Impacting grand finals, but that jumper soon got tighter when it was near retirement.
Impacting grand finals is a nice thing to be able to say about yourself. Nice, it was pretty quiet in the home in a way, but once the stage got to its very, very biggest kill, could I have an impact? No, well, I'm not saying that about me. There's a few people like Gavin saying that about themselves. I wish I could say that. Lance Whitnell, 192 centimetres. Bob, 187 centimetres. Yeah, but it's the other tail of the tape we need, Clarkie. The WGT. That's what we need to know. That's what were you tipping the scales in?
82, 83.
I reckon Lance would have been mid to high 90s. Yeah, I'm sure he would have.
We didn't need the scales that day. I eyeballed it.
But did they use you as a link man to make him chase you out of defence?
I think that was the kind of. It was only for one night. It was in a. But it was. It was a. Yeah, because he had a good. You know, everyone was talking about as a football brain, and when you there's nothing like playing on someone to get an idea. He was good.
High IQ. Hey Gilbert, for so many young girls yesterday, their real career starts. We're going to go back to the very start of yours and find out where it first started with who the key people were for you as your career went from the earliest parts of your playing footy to the great footy you played at St Kilda. We're going to have a chat to you about that on the other side of this. 1300 736 736. If you want to join in, Gilbert McAdam in the studio.
For Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Order now at acegutters.com.au.
Telstra Frankston. Everything you need for your home and business in one location. Bayside Shopping Centre, Frankston.
On SEN. Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
So there's some contributions coming through at the speckled text machine, 0433981116, about who people saw just before we move on. I was a combination of Madden and Judd. Roved like Madden, rucked like Judd. Scotty reckons I was a combination of Crackers Keenan and Gary Lazarus. I've got one of the Roos heads going around, he says. Hello to Crackers and Gary, if they happen to be listening.
I thought he was going to say Crackers and Don Scott. was a funny one.
You know, you talk about people mimicking, you know, doing this. No name on this, unfortunately. I wish there was. I used to wear one woolen mitten as a kid when kicking alone in the street to mimic Jason Heatley. So I just wear one glove. So many girls yesterday, Gil, find their way into the AFLW system via the draft. How did you find your way to St Kilda? How long did you know that there were people interested in you, and who were the people who were reaching out to you?
I knew from my first season of senior footy in Adelaide that I wanted to play AFL straight away.
You wanted to? Yep.
Yeah.
So you'd gone to the Waffle, hadn't you? Had you gone to the Waffle?
Yeah, I went to the
played
Waffle.
Played three games?
Played three with Claremont.
Yep.
But I just wasn't ready to play for senior footy then. And then I'd gone back home, and then I made my way to Adelaide for Centrals.
Yep.
And after that first year, I knew straight away there and then that I'd play AFL.
You knew you were good enough?
Yeah. Straight away I knew. I said, yeah, I'll make it now.
How old were you at that stage?
I was 21.
Right, okay. Yep.
So I knew then, right there and then I said, yeah, I'll make it over
and was
there.
It, was that 89?
That was 88.
88. And then you won the McGarry 89?
Yeah.
And then got picked up the next year, was it?
Yeah, 1990.
And did you, when you knew in your own heart, did you know that people were looking at you already? Or would you sort of they'll twig soon enough then?
Yeah, I knew they were looking. Yeah, because I got introduced to a few of them before the games and stuff, and I met some of them, and they sort of just wanted to catch up for a coffee and stuff and tea and have a yarn to you. Because obviously with the draft, you go to the bottom team, the lowest team.
Yeah, yeah.
But when, in my case, I tried to be a bit sneaky and said that I'd signed a 3-year contract. And then I wanted Carlton to draft me, but they didn't. Because I set it all up.
Hang on, what?
Yeah, I set it up with them. We went to the media, right, and said that I signed a 3-year contract, but
who's
I didn't.
Who's we?
Oh, me and my footy club back in Adelaide.
With Carlton's knowledge?
Yeah. Because when you sign up for three years, yeah. If you get drafted, you only stay on the list for 3 years.
Hmm. Andy,
comment. So I set it in motion, but they didn't end up coming to the party. So
who didn't, Carlton?
Well, I thought they were going to draft me in 89, but I didn't get drafted till. No, I did get drafted 89. Yeah. I thought 88 they were going to draft me.
Bloody idiots. Who was speaking to you? Don't tell me it was Shane O'Sullivan or one of those. It wasn't one of those great football operatives, was it? Who was talking to you?
It was Jezza.
Jezza. Oh, bloody Jezza.
And Alan Collins. Not Alan?
Ian Collins.
Ian Collins, yeah.
Oh.
Gee
whiz. Collins.
Could have been a blue bagger.
I can't believe how flat I feel right now.
Imagine.
Did you want to go to Carlton?
I wanted to because you already had all the South Australians. You had Kearney and Bradley and Motley and Naylor. So I thought, yeah, I'll try and go there.
Oh, we need to clear some news. I need to have a little moment to think about this.
Well, that's old news.
I'm just picking myself up here.
Imagine that, Andy. Imagine you as a young fella with your afro, your surfboard, you had your Carlton jumper with McCadden's number on your back.
Old got number 5, City's old number.
Oh, jeepers. Just taking it off before. Or Macca. Was Andrew McKay there at that stage? No, that would have been before
Andy came after. Yeah, what's the Western Australian that come over?
Oh, Steve Drury.
Drury was
Steve
Drury.
Give him. You can take the 5.
Well, I was going to take it then.
Imagine Gilbert and Mil Hanna on the back flanks. Good luck.
No, we've got Gil up on the wing, mate.
On the wing?
Yeah, he's playing on the wing. Scotty Camperley on one wing, Gil on the other. A couple of South Australians just running amok.
Jeez.
Oh, would have been beautiful.
It's old news now.
It's not. I've never heard this before. They are the masters of that sort of stuff. I mean, you're taking the mickey, but these are the stories you hear about that club back in those days, don't you? I mean, you wonder how many deals. Well, it's the John Platten story.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Johnny Platten story. No, this is out. No, this is out.
He's stolen your thunder, Bobby.
No, this is common knowledge now. I reckon Johnny Platten's told this story. I hope he has. No, he's definitely told this story in the public domain. I think he has. About the car? Yeah. Boys, you've heard the Johnny Platten story about the car, haven't you? They're all saying no.
Oh. I don't know.
Well, he kept the car anyway. Well, your brother was a pretty good player, wasn't he? Your older brother, not Adrian. Yeah.
He got a car in 1979.
Not from Carlton. Don't tell me from Carlton.
From North Melbourne.
All right. What sort of car was it?
Toyota Celica.
Oh, they were good.
You know the yellow ones with the little mags, them ones?
The two-door
ones? The two-door ones.
They were hot property back in the day, those two-door Celicas.
He didn't even end up going to North Melbourne, but they bought him a car. That's what VFL clubs did back then.
Did he keep the car?
Yeah, of course he did.
Oh, beautiful.
It was a nice car.
Don't you reckon they've a
turbo 5-speed?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I took it to the drive in a few times.
Oh, did you now?
Hello.
Did you watch any of the movie?
Gilbert in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you did.
Thought I had my free plates.
So the Carlton deal falls over, when does St Kilda get involved? How did they just picked you up?
No,
in the
following year.
Yeah.
I knew that I'd get picked up.
Mm.
And I was at Bush. I didn't mind who it was. As long as it wasn't, it wasn't a bottom team. I didn't want to go to a bottom team.
Right.
I wanted to go to someone decent.
Yeah. So how did you find out? Oh. Do you remember the first time a message got to you that said?
I was at Bush at the
time. So how did the message get to you?
The next day when I came back in from Bush, and they said, oh, Saints got you. I said, oh, no worries. That's all right. So I was happy.
They must have been trying to contact you for like 24 or a couple of, at least a day.
Yeah, they did. They had, you know, a bloke named Johnny King.
I remember the name.
He was the first Indigenous recruiting officer.
Yes, big fella.
Big man.
Big fella.
Johnny
great
K.
man.
Yeah, God bless
great
his soul.
Great bloke. Yeah, yeah.
You know that he was the one that got Nicky Winmar to St Kilda?
Okay, that makes sense.
He's the one that got Cuss to St Kilda. And Bomber and that and Hutto made him go to Alice Springs to look for me.
couldn't find you.
But I was in the middle of nowhere. I was in the bush, not in Alice. I wasn't in Alice. I was out bush. So he couldn't find me. And then I said, no, he's out bush. He'll be back in a couple of days. And then JK had to go back.
So I was talking. We had young Lucy McAvoy in here yesterday. Geelong girl who's been picked up happened to have been picked up by the Blues, and she's now talking about, I need a bill at home. You know, I'm going to come down here. I'm going to go to uni, and I'm going to need a family to put me up. And you know, so you get drafted by. So they finally find you, and they say you're a St Kilda. Was the transition from that to moving to Melbourne and becoming a St Kilda player was that all pretty easy?
Well, 1990, I still had one more year to go on my contract. And they wanted me to break the contract and come, because remember they had a mid-season draft.
Yeah.
And if the clubs agreed on it, I could have come and played at in July or something.
Okay.
And halfway through the year.
Halfway through your last year at Centrals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I said to Sade Kedley, if you can convince them to do that, and they're happy to let me go, I'm happy to do that if you arrange them. But if they say no, I'm going to fulfil my contract.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered them to pay my contract out, and they offered them more money, but Central said no.
Did you have a good year that year at Centrals?
Well, funny enough, I missed about 12 games. I had a lot of trouble with my groins and stuff, so it was probably a blessing that I got all those injuries that year.
It's probably all that
time in the driving.
In that little cramped Saliga. So you needed a bit more leg room for this stuff.
Kingswood wagon.
Exactly. No, big couple of bench seats.
No, I had a bigger car.
All the stuff you were up to, Gilbert.
No, I had the old Ford station wagon back then. Bobby, you could just open up the back and chuck the mattress in the back. And
right.
Bob's your uncle.
After you were here last week too, by the way, and you left, because we were talking about you cooking kangaroos last and drinking the blood and the impact.
Yeah.
He had 1,000 questions about that kangaroo blood, whether you can buy it anywhere.
No. It's a little bit of blood, but it's mainly juice. It's the juice from when it's all cooked in the ground.
Yeah.
So it is blood, but it's more like blood juice.
Well, I just think we need to go camping one day to kind of...
You've got to experience it, brother.
The kangaroo liquid?
Yeah, just...
Or sit, just coming out
well,
with
you. Well, you've got to sit there for 4.5 hours to wait until it's cooked.
Yeah, but this is...
When it's ready, then we'll have a taste of it.
But this is one of the other things. And when we debrief after a show when you've been on, which we find ourselves just sitting out there having to be talking about you for about an hour.
Oh, you're joking.
We keep saying to one another, Clarkie involved as well, he's not getting the message. We want to come camping with you, and you never say, "Come on, bros, or boys, we're going to take you. When are we going?" Like we ask you all the time, and you haven't actually said, "Yep, when are we going?" Yet.
Well,
so this is a great moment for you to say.
Is that an invitation?
No, we're waiting for you to invite us.
All right,
all right.
I'll organise something because I'll be going back in a couple of weeks.
I don't reckon he's invited us yet.
No. I'll tell you what I'll do when I go back. I'll organise a trip. We're going to have to go back again.
It's all right. You better be fair dinkum about this.
We're fair dinkum.
We can organise something. I can actually take yous out for an experience if yous really want to.
Are you joking?
No, I'm serious. If yous really want to, I could organise it.
Is this the face of I really want to?
Yeah,
is this the face of I really want it, right?
No, we'll scrub it out, boys. We'll scrub it out there and we'll go and get a kangaroo and we'll cook it and I'll show yous and we'll do it proper way.
Out of me, Bob and Clarkie, who do you reckon's going to be the first one to say, I've got no mobile phone reception here? Or
well,
who's going to be the first one to want it?
You take your mobile, but there's no use in having it because you can't use it.
What do we do for smoothies?
no smoothies out there, brother. The closest to a smoothie was you got the ice in the esky.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Maybe if you bring a bit of cordial with it, you can mix it with a bit of ice and... I'll crush it up. That's probably the closest.
I'm a country boy. I'm out with you, bros.
But I'm not going to have cordial. I'll have a few other ones, quiet ones.
I'll be just waiting for the kangaroo juice. That's what I'll be looking for. What does it taste like?
Just tastes beautiful.
Like, give me like anything that we've tasted, like pan ham soup, or what does it taste like? Give me something.
Yeah.
Like,
nothing like.
Yeah, it tastes like.
But what I'm saying, what does it taste like?
It's just got its own, its own taste.
It's like the juice of a kangaroo, Andy. It's going to be a new ground,
kangaroo,
my friend.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, everyone says it's going to be a new frontier for us, Andy.
Says, what is it? What does it taste like? It tastes like chicken. You know, like that's what everyone says. Does it taste like a chicken soup?
Not really. Not really. It's a little bit of chicken.
A bit of iron.
No, but it tastes a bit like meat.
Tastes good?
Tastes meat, yeah.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, and it's tender. It's so tender that it just when you eat it,
no, no, no. We're talking about the juice, not the meat. Oh, I've had kangaroo meat before. The, no, the juice. I want to know what the juice tastes like.
Yeah, it just tastes like real hot, and it's really hot. Hot. It's hot as. So you got to.
Yeah, there we go. It's like a nice soup.
It's beautiful and hot soup. It's nice.
Now everyone off the speckle text wants to come along.
Yeah, I knew that.
Can I come?
We'll have to put that.
I want
to
come.
Gilbert McAdam tours and charge us all $200 a head.
Oh, minimum. That's for per hour. Somebody, Simon's suggesting that if we make this happen, we have to turn it into a TV series.
We
don't want TV crews getting in the way.
We could do a documentary.
We could do a little podcast sitting around the fire.
What on? I'll take just a little Zoom. Can't do it on our phones.
No, you could. Podcast. Can't you still take your phone out bush and still record it? Couldn't you?
Of course you can. You don't need www or Wi-Fi for that, do we?
Get the guitars out, Gilbert.
There we go.
I love it.
I'll get a couple of other brothers out there that can play a tune and just get a big sing song going, brother.
We letting him go now, are we? Oh. I don't want him to go.
No, it's still, I don't know what that is.
Oh, he's going to go.
Lucky's saying it.
Next week, Bob's got a whole range of other sports that he wants to ask you about, whether you're how proficient at other sports you were.
Yeah.
All right?
All right.
Out of 10. We're going to do that with you next week. We're coming camping with you, whether you like this or not.
Well,
we're coming.
We can organise it.
Latest.
It's got to be done before Christmas, though.
This year?
Yeah. Can't go after Christmas.
Oh, it's hard to get a day off if you're out of this joint, let alone go camping. Hey, we're going to check in at Geelong on the other side of this and find out what's going on with Darren Weir.